to our midweek podcast with Pastor Dinesh Mitchell. We hope this message will bless you and your family.
Jesus was taken and crucified, and in the third hour of the morning, 9 a.m. Okay, 3 hours there was darkness that surrounded. There are three patriarchs in the Word of God before the flood: Abel, Enoch, Noah. Then there are three righteous patriarchs after the flood: Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. Right? Three is a significant number. Angels cry, "Holy, holy, holy." God who was, who is, and is. Are you hearing this? You have to understand, he's a three-dimensional God, and there are three-dimensional things that you got to understand. Jesus transfigured on the mount, and then how many people appeared with Jesus? How many? Two with Jesus, three, Jesus, Elijah, and then three people saw it. Who are the three people who saw? Peter, John. Okay, when Jesus was tempted, he said, what? It is written. When Jesus died on the cross, he said, it is finished. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So it is something about three in the Word of God. 487 times the word, I think 480 or 400 plus times, it's mentioned. This number three is mentioned quite often. And we are right now, I am believing this is a month of resurrection for you. Somebody say amen. Somebody say yes. I receive that. Hallelujah. Yes. My first scripture this evening. So understanding things in the spirit is so important. Putting time to understand things of the spirit is so important. Before God created the earth, before God created the heavens, before God created anything, it was in him, in his spirit. Then he spoke it, and then it manifested. So there is something that you got to understand. When you grasp it in the spirit, there is a manifestation that takes place. Oh man, I thought you'll be putting fire emojis and kind of really saying that I'm up here, Pastor. I'm here, and put your camera and show your face. And you got to understand this. There are dynamics of the spirit. It is not, we have made it so religious. Her Roman Empire made it so religious. We got it into this religious kind of mold that is so easy for us to just come to church and go. But it is something more important to understand things of the spirit. Genesis chapter 1 verses number 26. When, this is not even in my notes, I'm just telling you things that you got to understand why feeding your spirit is important. When God told Genesis chapter 1 man, which is a spiritual man, he said, you go and take dominion, rule. But the problem is Genesis 2 man, when it comes to Genesis 2, Genesis 3, the man who was in Genesis number 1 became carnal. So he lost the authority and the power because he lost the spiritual insight. And that is the same thing that has happened to humanity. When you lose spiritual insight, you lose authority. And what you are doing right now is getting back authority that Jesus already got back so that you can operate in it. That's why prosperity is yours. That's why breakthrough is yours. That's why healing is yours. That's why it's so important to understand spiritual operations. When you understand things of the spirit, you begin to see manifestation of the things of the spirit in your life. Are you getting this? Are you hearing me? Are you here with me? Somebody, good morning. Yeah. Hallelujah. Okay. So people just want to just go, just be going to church, come back home. No, it's not enough. It does not help you. Pastor, please pray for me. That does not help you. You need to become a spiritual person by yourself. Not by the mukkus of your pastor. spiritual parents or whoever. But you need to be a spiritual man and a woman of God, because that will cause you to get back that which was not there in Genesis 3 man, in Genesis 2 man. Genesis 1 man's authority was once again taken by Matthew, the man in Matthew, man called Jesus. That's why he came. He paid a price. He paid a price. Are you hearing me? Salvation is free. Everything is coming at a cost. So if you want to be a spiritual person, there is a cost. Cost of giving time, cost of making sacrifices, cost of making adjustments in your schedule. And when you do that, and when you become that Genesis one man once again, you once again take the authority that initially God wanted you to have. Oh man, it's so good. Praise God. And some people are going to say amen and hallelujah. If you are here with me, say I. Type in the I if you are here with me. Ha shekamonde rakotobo zibakata. So we are going to be talking about spiritual operations. It's so important to understand spiritual operations, because it will cause you to become the spiritual man or a woman of God that God created you to be. In that, you see your life full of victory. Okay? First in the spirit. Somebody say first in the spirit. Then in the natural. If your spirit life is so bad, your natural life, don't ask other people to help you. You need to make a sacrifice. Each person has a sacrifice to make. Each person has a cost to pay. Because the ultimate price is paid. Somebody say yes. Isaiah chapter 62, verses number 6. Isaiah chapter 62. Isaiah chapter 62, verses number 6. I'll be talking about the watchers. There are 8 watchers of the day, 3-hour watchers. Actually, the Romans brought the watchers. There's no time to actually explain everything. I'm just going to lay. I got about 8-9 minutes here. I hope you're listening to me clearly. Romans brought the 8 watchers. But actually, in the original creation, when you really look at it and when you look at biblical study, the Bible, you see that it was 3 watchers each. No time to really go there, but let's look at these watchers, because in the New Testament we are really talking about these watchers, and I want to really break it down why it is so important to understand what happens in each watch, because it affects your life. Isaiah chapter 62, verses number 6. Are you here with me? Is somebody, one of your friends, just joined in? Did you get somebody on here? I have set watchmen on your walls, O Jerusalem. They shall never hold their peace day or night. Clearly you see there are different shifts, day and night. Every watch had different duties. Every watch. And these, Isaiah chapter 62, verses number 6. You make mention of the law, do not keep silent. And then he goes on to say that this watchman and every watch had a responsibility. So the first, there is night watchers. You can write down that there is night watch. There's a night watch. And there is a morning watch. Okay. Morning watch has 4. The night watch has 4 different watches. The first watch is from 6 to 9 p.m. Just write this down. Get this into your mind. I'm going to break it down. First watch is from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Second watch is from 9 p.m. to 12 a.m. And third watch is from 12 to 3. Fourth watch from 3 to 6. Okay. Now, there are a lot of debates about when does the day start. We know that the day starts after 12. It's a new day, 12 midnight, and then it's a new day. And we think that that is the way it was created to be. But we always need to go back and study Genesis. Actually, Before, this is just a side note for you, okay? Before the book was called Genesis, it was actually called the beginning. So if you want to know anything in anything, how God operates, how marriage should be between who, what is worship, it is all there in the book of Genesis. It was first called the beginning. That was the original name, the beginning. Then only it translated, or they changed it to Genesis. You know, Genesis in other words, how would you call it? It is like the origin, okay? The gene is, it is the gene of everything. It is the spinal cord of everything, Genesis. So you go to Genesis and you look at, when does the day start? It is so important to understand some basic truth so that you understand those things. That helps you. For us, the day starts at 6 a.m. If you wake up at 6. If you wake up at 4, praise the Lord. If you wake up at 4, your day starts at 4. For some people, 12 midnight, forget it. For some people, it's 10 in the morning. I don't know. God bless you. Praise the Lord. But I'm trying to tell you, when does the day start? You can write this down. Genesis chapter 1. Let's go to Genesis chapter 1. Verse number 3 says this. Then God said, let there be light. Are you there? And then God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light that it was good. God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light what? Day. And the darkness, he called it night. Now, listen to me. Are you here? If you're here, put a thumbs up. Here people are here, who are 10, 15 people who are here. They are putting a thumbs up. They are not, they're looking at me. But I hope you are not falling asleep. Praise the Lord. Are you getting this? Now listen to this, okay? So the evening. So the evening and the morning. Why was it not written saying morning, evening, and the first day? Because your day does not start in your morning. Your day actually starts in the evening. Wow. Somebody say wow. Somebody type in there wow. Yes, and I got only 5 minutes to explain the first watch. Praise God. The first watch, it is so important to understand that it is evening first and then the morning. It is the evening. For some of you, like, oh my God, seriously? When I'm dead tired, when I'm going to bed, yes, the Lord wanted you to start your day off with rest. Hallelujah. Not with stress. God didn't want you to start your day with stress. He wanted you to start the day with rest. But the problem is, when man comes into play, he turns the order of the Lord upside down, and now he calls, when he works, it's the day. So repent means actually do it back. Pent means the highest place in a house, in a building. Not in a house, in a building. Penthouse, you have heard about it. So in other words, why did Jesus always keep saying, repent, repent, the kingdom of God is near. Repent, repent. Actually what he was saying is, get back on top. Get back on top. So I am helping you to get back on top so that you understand the spiritual operation. So when you do that, your life will be changed. Some of you are thinking, I am wasting my time. I'll tell you, you are not. Because when you actually understand this, this works better than any system in the world. Okay? Genesis 1:26, like I said, the authority was lost. But Jesus came and he says, repent, get back on top. That means there are some things that we got to learn in order that when we practice, when we put it into actual work, do not be hearers, but doers, things begin to change. First watch, no time. Evening watch, the first watch of the evening, 6 to 9 p.m. Okay? This is a time, write it down. I'm going to break it down. I have like, how many minutes, Pastor Julian? We're going to sing a song in a bit, 5 minutes here. Okay. First watch, the evening watch. It is a time to meditate, write it down, on the word of God. It is time to meditate, which means remind yourself, if you read the word of God in the morning, it is time to really, once again, use that time to meditate. Replay in your mind. Meditate means replay in your mind the word of God. Word of God. Some of you go to sleep not playing the word of God, something else. 6 to 9 p.m. First watch. Meditate. Remind yourself, because after a stressful day that you had, you don't feel like you are starting the day. No? When you go off, like you are, all these things have got to you. But it is a good time to meditate. Number two, second thing you can do is reflect about your day. Number three is what I'm going to master here, because there is something that is going to happen in this place in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Are you ready, guys? It is a time for healing. Meditate, write it down, reflect, and it's a time for healing. I'll tell you why. Matthew chapter 14. Is that on there? Yeah. Thank you, guys. Matthew chapter 14. Get ready, okay? Matthew chapter 14, verses number 13 to 15. 13 to 15. Matthew chapter 14, verses 13 to 15. And when Jesus heard it, he departed from there by a boat to a deserted place by himself. When Jesus heard it, now you're wondering, what did Jesus hear? What did Jesus hear? What did Jesus hear? That John the Baptist was beheaded, killed. So he was really upset about it. Okay? He departed to a deserted place by himself, but when a multitude heard it, they followed him on foot from the cities. When Jesus went out, he saw a great multitude and he was moved with compassion and healed their sick. Verse number 15. When it was evening. When it was evening. Okay, just Mark chapter, because for time. Mark chapter 1, verses number 32. Write it down. Mark chapter 1, verses number 32. Are you here with me? If you're here with me, put a thumbs up, you know. Right? At the evening, everybody say at evening. Everybody say at evening. When the sun had set, 6 o'clock. You got it? 6 o'clock. When the sun had set, look at this, okay? They brought to him all who were sick and demon possessed. And the whole city gathered together at the door. Then he healed many who were sick from various diseases, cast out many demons, and even did not let demons speak. Wow. Are you hearing me? 6 to 9, verses number 32 to 34. Write it down, okay? Read this. I want you to get this. Okay? In the evening time, have you heard people? Now listen to this, okay? That's why healing can be, when you have a revelation, you can tap into healing. When you have a revelation. This is a revelation right here. Anybody who's listening, listen to me. Have you heard people, after 6 o'clock only, body starts hurting. After 6 o'clock only, they start sneezing. After 6 o'clock only. How many know what I'm talking about? After 6 o'clock, their situation gets worse. After 6 o'clock, they get breathing difficulties. Have you heard of people? I'm asking people, have you heard of people? Have you heard of people? Why? That is the hour that the enemy oppresses. But also, that is the hour of deliverance. When you pray from 6 to 9, how many of you have seen? I've been at healing meetings. They are in the evening. Now, I'm not saying that healing is not there at other times, but there is a strategic hour to tap into certain things. When you read the scripture, you have to have revelation. And I'm giving you revelation. And some people come and say, Pastor, I don't get that in the morning. In the evening only it comes. In the evening only. If you know what I'm talking about, put a thumbs up so that I know that you are with me. In the evening, knees start hurting badly. In the evening, you get back pains. In the evening, what I'm trying to tell you here is, when things get worse, that is the time that Jesus did the best.
That's a wrap on today's Divine Breakthrough. Remember, every challenge is just a setup for your next miracle. See you soon in the next episode.